All right, let's get to a little group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
This one's really tough. Jeremiah says, hey, guys, I never in a million years thought I'd ever be writing a radio show for advice.
Okay.
But I really can't go to anyone I know about this issue, especially my family, because it seriously would wreck them.
Mm.
I realized during my wedding week that my wife-to-be wasn't the one for me.
Ouch.
The only reason I went through with it was because we had a destination wedding and I didn't want to ruin everyone's good time.
Yeah.
It was so bizarre, though, going through the motions and acting happy when I really felt like I was living a huge lie. I don't know what it was, but I had this crazy sense of clarity that week, but just felt totally trapped. I really did love my life, my wife, when we were dating and mm-hmm. when I proposed.
Mm-hmm.
I was sure she was my future.
Mm-hmm.
So is there a way to recapture that? I don't know why I fell out of love with her. And if I divorce her so soon after marrying her, I just know it will destroy her and everyone we know will be shocked and furious.
Mm.
I don't want to lose everyone I love over this, but I don't know how to shake this feeling of being trapped. How do I fall back in love with my wife and get back to where I knew she was the one?
Probably she's not going to be blindsided. Like, I would imagine she probably feels something. The energy's off and something's amiss and things are happening. Or maybe she even feels the same way where it's like, you know, you get so far down the planning that you...
Are you talking about that scene from The Wedding Planner starring Jennifer Lopez and Matthew McConaughey where, like, you know, Matthew ends up, like, not marrying, like, his fiance, like, at the last minute? They both, like, decide at the same time, like, we're not the right ones for each other, and then he runs to go marry Jennifer Lopez instead. Are you talking about that?
I wasn't, but that's a great like reference.
That could be the thing. Although you are risking a lot.
I mean, here's
by asking your new wife if she feels the same, because
yeah, I mean, here's the thing.
Chance she does not.
I don't know if I immediately just say, "Hey, you know what? Nah." I think maybe we start with, you know what? Let's go to couples counseling just to make sure that we're.
Or maybe we start with counseling for him by himself.
Oh.
Because, again, yeah. We just got married. She's probably...
still on a high.
On cloud nine.
Oh, geez.
She just had a destination wedding with yeah. everybody that she knows and loves around her. And yeah, she thinks her new husband's still madly in love with her.
I mean,
so I feel like we start working on ourselves first to see if we can figure out why you suddenly... felt in your heart you need to pump the brakes, but you didn't.
Someone texted, sounds like she was Team Conrad, if you know, you know. Is that from a reference from Summer I Turned Pretty?
Yes.
Yeah, that's my thought.
So, yes, I feel like we get some counseling first on ourselves before we try to, because there you can't take that back.
I was thinking it's going to be hard ask to say, hey, who's been in this situation? Getting married when you realize that person isn't the one.
A girlfriend of mine was.
Already we've got people who've been there. So
yeah, and she was married for 7 years.
Yeah, so their story coming up. If you've got something, 502-795-1997. It's group therapy. Group therapy is a tough one where Jeremiah is in a spot where he realized literally as he's getting ready to... make his I-dos.
Yes.
That.
Like that whole week, he just freaked out and realized, I don't, she's not the one.
Yeah. And there's all sorts of cold feet. You know,
sure.
It's like, oh, I'm getting cold feet. And it's like, oh, man. You know, I remember having a guy, he was actually a sales guy at one of the stations I used to work at, who told me before my wedding, hey,
If you need a guy, to help you get away.
Just to call, I'll do it.
I'll be your getaway.
I'll be your getaway guy, and I was like, I'm not gonna need a guy.
Yeah,
he's like, but just in case,
Great.
I was like, all right, thanks, man.
So cinematic.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Well, so that's kind of my thought process is okay. Because he went through with the wedding,
uh-huh.
destination wedding, all the things, but he feels like he's trapped and like living a lie. Is he freaking out about the commitment that marriage is representing, or is he freaking out about her, his choice for that commitment?
Okay, so we've disguised your voice, but you're going through this.
So I'm going through a divorce right now, and I've been married for double-digit years.
Oof.
Have kids.
Oh.
Yikes.
And I would say I knew really early on before we got married that I was making mistakes.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So where do you go from here? Were you trying to like work on it?
I felt like marriage is not just, oh, you're in love with that person all the time, but you try to go through thick and thin with them.
Uh-huh.
But when thick is a little bit too difficult, and after years and years and years, you guys just keep growing apart, you realize you made a mistake.
Oh my gosh.
A double digit.
Years. Yeah.
Like, that's a lot of time to try to hang in there.
Yeah. So,
I don't envy your situation.
So, I guess, what would you say to Jeremiah?
Yeah,
we went to marriage counseling. Like, we tried a bunch of different things. Mm-hmm. I went to personal counseling.
Right.
I would just tell you that if you know, you know. And the longer that you live that life, the harder it gets to walk away. And the worse the breakup is, the worse it affects your life afterwards.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right. Well,
so,
hey, thank you.
He needs to figure this out sooner rather than definitely before they start talking about kids.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Figure this out now. We also got a message from Allison, who said, I was in a similar position. I knew in my heart I shouldn't marry my fiance. But we were only a month away from the wedding, and we spent way too much money on it to back out.
Oh, gosh.
Our relationship got even worse after we were married, and we still got divorced a year later. Maybe it's your sign. This isn't your forever person.
Oh, my gosh. And Swifty Kim's like, if I were her, I'd want to know his true feelings. Living a lie and him acting fake basically would hurt me more than knowing how he really feels. And I definitely had second thoughts when I married my first husband. Like, had previously decided I would never marry him, but then changed my mind when I got caught up in the excitement of planning a wedding and honeymoon. Deeply regret that decision now. We were married less than 4 years.
Yeah, Jessica said, I would definitely have wished you said something before the wedding, but you still need to tell her now and expect her to be mad, be sad, be upset, all the feelings. And I think she will have a right to be upset, but ultimately this will be better for both of you in the end if you're not 100% into it.
I'm still going to say get some counseling for yourself first.
Yeah, let's try that.
Absolutely sure you are committing to, she's not my person. Figure out if you're not just freaking out about the commitment marriage represents.
Yeah.
Make sure it's her that you have the problem with, the doubts of.
All right. Well, hey, I know that's tough.
I don't envy you, because this should be the most exciting time of your life. You should be like on cloud nine with her.
Yeah.
So, and I hate that for you.
Keep us posted. All right. Do that. Keep us posted. And know that there are others that share in the same experience that you're going through. You're not alone.
Yeah.
All right.
You're not alone for sure.
All right. Good luck. Keep us posted. That is group therapy.